All right. Thank you for the introduction. My name is Jeremy Bullington, and today I'm going to talk to you about cotton weed control and then crop responses with different formulations of metolachlor. Well, why am I standing up here talking to you about metolachlor? Metolachlor has been on the market since 1974, used in many different agronomic crops. Time and time again, it's been proven very effective against troublesome weeds, such as annual grasses, barnyard grass, broadleaf sentinel grass, and crabgrass, and across various broadleaves, some including pigweed and prickly cider. The commercial use of metolachlor is broken into basically two categories. The first being the older formulation, including both the R and the S isomers, and the second, the newer version, including higher proportion of just the S isomers. The removal of this R isomer allows less active ingredient to be applied to the crop, making it safer. Metolachlor is a pre-herbicide that provides residual control. To be most effective, metolachlor has to be applied prior to weed emergence. S-metolachlor has been shown to be more effective in controlling some weeds in recent research. Like I said, metolachlor has been around a long time, so now it's off patent, so it can be manufactured by many different companies. And these companies are making the S formulation and the RS formulation, which kind of makes our situation a little more difficult when we get ready to talk about just metolachlor. The objectives of the research here are to determine the efficacy of different metolachlor formulations in the cotton herbicide program and to evaluate possible crop response from these different metolachlor formulations. This project consisted of two field studies. Both were conducted at Rower, Arkansas on a Herbert silt loam, and one greenhouse study conducted at Monticello, Arkansas. The field studies were arranged in a randomized complete block with four replications. The greenhouse study was also arranged in a randomized complete block with six replications. The first field study consisted of eight treatments. The two herbicide treatments here were stalwart at 1.3 pounds active per acre and dual magnum at 0.975 pounds active per acre. There were three application timings, 3-inch cotton, 12-inch cotton, and cotton lay-by. The program tank mix used here was 0.77 pounds AE per acre. Let me take just a second to set up my graph. On the vertical axis, we've got percent control, and on the horizontal axis, we've got days after application. This is a single application of metolachlor, one mixed Roundup plus stalwart in the yellow bar, and Roundup Original Max plus dual. These are at 1.3 pounds of stalwart and 0.975 is dual. As we can see, as expected, 14 days after, we're getting 100% control with both products. We'll move out to 21 days, the dual does drop off and goes to about 85% control, while the stalwart's giving us about 92%, and those are significantly different. We move out to 28 days, both products have dropped to about 85% control and are not different from each other. Same situation, 39 days, 48 days, they drop again. And at 54, which is 54 days after a single application, we're still getting somewhere between 80 and 70, 65% control. Now, this program looks a little bit better because we've got season-long control with both products above 95% control. And what this is a over-the-top application of Roundup and Dual and Roundup and Stalwart at 3-inch cotton and at 12-inch cotton. As we can see, when we move 21, there's a numeric difference there and also at 7, but there's no statistical differences here, and we've got season-long control 33 days after the last application at 100%. This is the sequential application using a later timing. This is at 3-inch cotton and at cotton lay-by. Again, 14 days after, we've got 100% control. 21 days after, though, now we're down to 80% control. 7 days after that, we're still around 80% control, and the same situation at 39. But you can see 6 days after our label application, our ratings go back up to 90. When you go 6 more days after that, we're above 90% control, almost back to the level we were at 14 days after the initial application. My second field study consists of 17 treatments using the herbicides metolachlor and dual magnum at 0.5, 0.675, 1.0, 1.125, and 0.250, and 1.375 pounds active per acre. All of these formulations, both of these formulations, at all these rates, were tank mixed with Roundup WeatherMax 0.77 pounds AE per acre. I'm going to take just a second and set up the graph again. We've got percent control and days after application. The yellow bars are metachlor at 0.5 pounds active per acre. The green bar is dual at the same 0.5. The red bar shows metachlor at 1.25, and the purple bar shows dual at 1.25. Now we look at 14 days after. You can see that control of Palmer amaranth applied to 2-inch cotton is at 100% control. We move to 21 days after, though, you can see there's still no statistical differences, but the ratings are lower. We move to 28 days, there's still no difference between herbicides or rates, and we get the same scenario 39 days after. There was a maintenance application applied to glyphosate between the 28 and 39-day application, which explains why the ratings went up. As we move into my greenhouse study, it consisted of 44 treatments using dual magnum and cinch, both of the S isomers at 0.75 and 1.0 pounds active per acre, parlay, stalwart, and metachlor, the R and the S isomers together at 1.0 and 1.27 pounds active per acre. All of these products were either tank mixed with Roundup WeatherMax at 0.77 pounds AE per acre or Ignite 280 at 0.53 pounds AEI per acre. Here we've got percent injury over products, and the yellow bar represents the product alone, while the green bar represents that same product tank mixed with Roundup WeatherMax. The general trend here is whenever we add Roundup WeatherMax to one of our metolachlor formulations, it dramatically increases the injury. Some of them are going even as high as 15%. Whereas alone, we're always below 8%. And you can also see here the S isomers, the dual magnum, and the cinch are providing, are giving us less injury than the RS isomers. And that continues on even when we go with the tank mix. Quickly, you can look at the 16 days after. The ratings are all now down below 6% injury. Some of those were even at 20 just 2 weeks earlier. And many times these are even just the same as the untreated check. Now we've got the same situation 4 days after on a different variety, but we're using Liberty Link. And these are with, again, the yellow bars are the metolachlor alone, and the green bars are with Ignite 280 tank mix with that metolachlor. Now the general trend here is that Ignite 280 did not give us more injury than Roundup WeatherMax. And many times it's almost exactly the same as metolachlor alone. Again, we go to 16 days after, all of our injury has dramatically dropped off, and we're almost the same as the untreated check. It just kind of gives us a quick overlook of what we were looking at, how we were rating. 0%, you can see, in general, the leaves look pretty good. When we go to 25%, there's lots of necrotic spots on the bottom leaves and on the first true leaves. But you can see that the new leaves are growing out of it and do not have the same appearance. So it basically kind of summarizes what all that means. Again, this graph shows injury with metolachlor, metolachlor plus Roundup WeatherMax, and metolachlor plus Ignite 280. The yellow bar shows the S isomer alone at 0.75 pounds active. The green bar shows the same S isomer at 1.0, and the red bar shows the R and the S isomer at 1.0. Now, like we said earlier, our field study showed that 0.75 and 1.0, or 0.97 and 1.3, all were giving us the same efficacy control. But as we see here, the 0.75 is giving us less crop injury than the 1.0, which is the S, and is also less than with the R plus the S. And as the same shows here, the Roundup WeatherMax exacerbates the injury, and the Ignite 280, it gives us about the same kind of injury as the product alone. Also, during our greenhouse, we took plant heights, and we also took dry weights of those plants. There were no plant heights differences, and there were also no differences in dry weights. leading us to conclude that there was no physiological injury to the plant, was merely just a visual injury and a cosmetic injury. In conclusion, we can see that metolachlor gives good weed control using 0.75 pounds active of the S isomers and 1.0 pounds active of the R and S isomers together. There were differences in metolachlor formulations with the S isomer showing less injury. The addition of Roundup Weathermax or Ignite-280 did increase injury, but appeared to be just visual injury, just cosmetic, and the plants did grow out of it. And with that, I will take any questions that you might have.
What do you think is the basis for your results?
The question is, what are the basis for my results? Can you help me a little bit? The question is, could the solvents be a factor here? I think the solvents definitely could be a factor. I think that the mixing them with the Roundup, I think the adjuvant systems with the Roundup and with the Ignite are also causing some differences. But also, from the research that we've done, the S just proves to be safer, and it also seems to be a more active isomer. So in the removal of the less active R isomer, it is allowing us to apply less product total and get the same efficacy ratings.